a saying that I would hear from my pops all the time was, "You're the greatest, boy, so act accordingly." And this was a large statement because a lot of times when we think about being the greatest, that's a pretty big undertaking. But these words from my pops were probably some of the most influential in my entire life. And so it was incredible because this morning when I went into it, the corresponding proverb for the corresponding day, today is the 26th of April, 2024. And we get to go into Proverbs 26, and the statement that was emphatic this morning that God was on my heart was, "You're the greatest, so act accordingly." Again, it's a large overarching thing. And a lot of times I look at large vision and I love that part of it. But one of the guys that's in my men's group the other day said this to me when we were talking about the vibe, right? It's your heart set, which is your beliefs, your mindset, which is your intentions, and your skill set, which is your actions. And he was like, "That's really overarching. How can you break it down into a little bit smaller, you know, bite-sized pieces where a person could have it on a daily?" And he said, "Well, how about this? Like, what are you concerned with, right? What are you concerned with right now? What's in your heart? What do you wish that would happen? And then what are you willing to do to make that thing happen?" And it was like, what are you concerned with? What's in your heart? What do you wish that would happen? What do you think should happen, or what's in your mind? And what are you willing to do, which is your skill set or your action? You put those in line. It was a bite-sized kind of thing. And so this bite-sized thought process kind of came into play when I was thinking today and hearing this, "You're the greatest, so act accordingly." Well, I'm a little bit on fire, and I speak fast anyway, but especially on fire because I just got off the Just Grow podcast with Nico Arapkalis. I believe I said it right. This guy is amazing. He's got a phenomenal show, and we got a chance to talk about some things. We talked about the vibe, but then we started talking about the word, and he was like, you know, "I'm a Christian," whatever it is, and we started talking about the word, and he said, your countenance changed, your enthusiasm changed, and the reason why is because I'm super passionate about that, and not just, you know, and I want to make sure and ensure, if you're listening to it for the first time, we do the corresponding proverb for the corresponding day, but it has nothing to do with religion, nothing to do with ritual, all to do with just relationship and wisdom, the study of wisdom. And, you know, wisdom is just the right use of knowledge. So, you know, in today's episode, the Proverbs 26, it's, "You're the greatest, so act accordingly." And what I noticed right off the bat was I had to understand the components of greatness. And the components of greatness came in verse 1 through 12. And the first one was honorable, right? Like snow in the summer. This is verse 1. Like snow in the summer or rain in the harvest, honor is not fitting for a fool. Discipline, which is verse number 3. And this is a whip for the horse or bridle for the donkey and a rod for the back of fools. That's discipline. And then discretion. Wisdom will come after that, diligence, insight, humility. So these are all components of greatness, and they're all backed in verses in Scripture in the Proverbs. So Proverbs 4 and 5, do not answer a fool according to his folly, or you yourself will be like him. Answer a fool according to his folly, and you will be he will be wise in his own eyes. This was always, for me, very confusing because it said, don't answer a fool, and then it said, answer a fool right afterwards. But what it was saying is have discretion, understand and know the timing of it, and the only way that you could do that is by staying in contact with God and asking him what he'll have you to do on the particular day. The next component of greatness was wisdom. Wisdom is the right use of knowledge, and it's backed in verse 6 and verse 7. Sending a message through the hands of a fool is like cutting off your one's feet or drinking poison. Like useless legs of one who is lame is a proverb in the mouth of a fool. So, yeah, seeking wisdom. How can we get wisdom? Well, the wisdom comes from the fear of God, and the fear of God just comes from respecting him. So respecting him means that you spend time with him and you understand his character. So that's the cool thing. And then diligence is the next one. That's in verse 8 through 10 in Proverbs 26. And so 8 through 10, it says, like a tying a stone to a sling is the giving of honor to a fool. Like a thorn bush in a drunkard's hand is a proverb in the mouth of a fool. Like an archer who wounds at random is one who hires a fool or any passerby. And this one resonated with me because there's been times where I've just hired anyone because I needed a, you know, a person for the position. But what he was saying, and this is to have truly, to have diligence, you know, in verse 8 to 10, in having diligence means that you do right work. Doing right work is understanding what is right, and what is right is at that particular time God is communicating with you at that time. Next one is insight, and that is in verse 11. So a dog returns to his vomit, so fools repeat their folly. How many times have we seen this, that we don't have insight? We don't have insight to it, so we just keep repeating the same thing over and over again, and a component of greatness is insight. The last one in components of greatness is humility, and this is in verse 12. In verse 12, it says, do you see a person who's wise in their own eyes? It is there is more hope for a fool than for them. Humility. So I get this, and when I was on the podcast Just Grow with Nico, we were talking about this, and he was like, how do you remind yourself that, you know, give room, give God room to be able to bless you? And most of the time I fail on this. The reason why is because I try and systemize him. I say that, you know, hubris sets in. I did it this way, it worked, so I'll do it again, and I expect the same exact result. Whereas when I allow God to be able to work in it, it's amazing. And I want to encourage every single one of you, exactly where you're at, you're exactly where you're at the exact right time. And if God needed you someplace else, he'd have you there. If you're in the valley, you're supposed to be in the valley, rest. If you're on the top of the mountain, enjoy it. Enjoy the view, but look for the valley to go and rest in also. In number two, you're the greatest, so act accordingly, is work ethic. And this comes from verse 13 through 16. It says, a sluggard says, there is a lion in the road, a fierce lion roaming the streets. As a door turns on its hinges, so a sluggard turns on his bed. A sluggard buries his hand in the dish, he is too lazy to bring it back to his mouth. A sluggard is wiser in his own eyes than seven people who answer discreetly. Sluggard, just meaning that the work ethic. So when you put in the work, you put in the reps, it's amazing what can happen. But we've got to be willing to put in the work as far as spending that time with God and asking him what he would have us to do on that day. And then guess what we do? We go and do it. How can we find that out? Through the word. Corresponding proverb, corresponding day. It's 3,000-year-old wisdom, and it never, ever, ever disappoints, which is amazing. Let's go on to the next one, is mind your business. In verse number 17, this is a big one, and I fail at it a lot, is the one who grabs a stray dog by the ears is someone who rushes into a quarrel not their own. Work your land. Work your land. My purpose, your purpose, completely different. So when I see someone and I compare myself and I think, oh, I want to go and do what they're doing. Well, I don't know the whole journey on that thing. So when it says in verse 17, like one who grabs a stray dog by the ears, think of that, is someone who rushes into a quarrel, not their own, or tries to work somebody else's land. Simply work your land. Number four in this is you're the greatest, so act accordingly, as speak life. How do we speak life to people? Number one is that our words are an overflow of our heart, right? So whatever's in your heart overflows, it comes out your mouth. So if you're not speaking life to people, just ask what's in your heart. How can we fill our heart up with things that will speak life into people? We bring truth. We bring wisdom. How can we get that? Fear of God, spend a time with him, 3,000-year-old wisdom. This is where I choose to be able to do it. Corresponding proverb, corresponding day. You could be reading something in the morning that really lifts you up. Fill your heart with it. Check your eyes, your ears, and what you become aware of through the senses. That's what'll fill up your heart. That's what'll end up coming out of your mouth. And speaking life is using someone's name specifically and what they specifically did to inspire you. And I tell you, do a text, do an email, or even do a call to someone today and speak life. I just had this happen to me. Mr. Greg Reed, you know who you are, one of my best friends. This guy's an incredible human being. And we got on the phone today and we just got a chance to talk. For those of you who know him, you don't talk long on the phone with Greg. But he actually stayed on the phone with me today for a while and we got to talk. And one of the first things that he said is, man, I want to lift you up. I want to tell you all the great things that you're doing. He told me some specific things. And you know what it did? It breathed life into who I was. And you can do that. And it costs nothing. And it has the greatest ROI of all time. The name be very specific with it and speak life and be as specific as specific as specific. In verse 18 through 22, it says, like a maniac shooting flaming arrows at death is one who deceives their neighbors and says, I was only joking. Without wood, fire goes out. Without a gossip, a quarrel dies down. As charcoal to embers and wood to fire, so is a quarrelsome person for kindling strife. The words of a gossip are like choice morsels. They go down to the innermost parts. Just think of that, like speaking life, but it talks about the converse part about it. So make sure that we're speaking life as much as possible. Number five in this, in you're the greatest, so act accordingly, is your heart condition. And most of the time, it's just a heart condition. In verse 23 through 26 of Proverbs 26, it says, like coating of silver dross on earthenware are fervent lips with an evil heart. Enemies disguise themselves with their lips, but in their hearts they harbor deceit. Though their speech is charming, do not believe them, for seven abominations fill their hearts. Their malice may be concealed by deception, but their wickedness will be exposed in the assembly. Imagine that. It's just a condition of the heart. So make sure that when we're looking at this, I'm the greatest. This is what my pop said to me. You're the greatest, so act accordingly. Well, what is the greatest? And what do I need to act according to? Well, imagine this. Imagine if you looked at it and you said, what are the components of greatness? Being honorable, being disciplined, having discretion, wisdom, diligence, insight, humility, work ethic, minding my business or working my land, speaking life. And then I have to look at and say, what is the true condition of my heart? Because that will be the overflow. The overflow of that will be my words. And finally is this, in verse 28, it says, whoever digs a pit will fall into it. If someone rolls a stone, it will roll back onto them. A lying tongue hates those who it hurts, and a flattering mouth works ruin. And so this one is listen. You got to listen, but just be conscious of what you're listening to. People, places, things, music, movies, whatever it is, be conscious of what you're listening to. Number two is accept. Once you listen to it long enough, you can have the ability to be able to accept it. Number three is start to speak it. Once you start to speak it and speak life into things, it's amazing what'll start to happen. And finally, you walk in it. But sometimes people do this backwards. They start walking in it. They start doing it before they ever spoke about it. They speak about it before they've ever accepted it. And they accept it before they ever listened to what it actually was. And this is where we get into challenges so often. And what I want to invite you to do is just take a second and truly, truly listen. Listen, accept, speak, and walk in the greatness that you were built for. And it ends with, you're the greatest, so act accordingly. Imagine if we took that greatness, and I'll just review quickly. Imagine if you understood every single day when people ask, like, what do you think could be the component to be able to help me through this, to realize that you are the greatest. Imagine if you got to the point where you realized that you were the greatest, but you could define greatness. And that greatness was defined like this. It was that you're honorable, you have discipline, you have discretion, you have wisdom, you have diligence, you have insight, you have humility, you have work ethic, you mind your business or work your land, you speak life, you understand and know where your heart's at, you listen, accept, speak, and walk in the greatness that you were designed for. Every one of you that is listening right now, it doesn't matter what your circumstances are. Doesn't matter what they are. It doesn't matter if you've made mistakes. It's okay. There is a greatness that you were built for. And when you start acting according to that greatness, it's amazing what can happen. Walk in a ton of grace, though. Forgive a ton, just the same way that you would forgive somebody else. If they wronged you, forgive you for maybe not living up or doing the thing or being at the place, and sit in it right now, right here, because you're the greatest. So act accordingly. This has been Proverbs 26, the corresponding proverb for the corresponding day. It's 3,000-year-old wisdom. And my name is Kelly Cardenas, and I'm so honored to be here with you. We have created the playlist on Spotify now that you'll be able to have. We're working on the Wisdom and the Vibe, which is the book. If you haven't got the book, which is right to the left of me, it's called The Vibe. It's about 117 pages. It takes you through culture, process and procedure, which is systems, their productivity, innovation, and the ability to adapt immediately. And it's all wrapped in the one thing that changes everything, which is the vibe. It's the missing ingredient that will change everything. So my name is Kelly Cardenas, and I'm officially off the hot seat. Peace, love, and soul.